Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At an economic summit in China, President Obama is turning attention to the Islamic State, consulting with the leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges at home. Also, Mr. Obama's agenda today will be a first meeting with Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister. President Obama arrived Saturday in Hangzhou for the G20 gathering, where he and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced they had committed their nations to a landmark climate deal brokered last year in Paris.
The Paris Agreement alone won't solve the climate crisis, but it does establish an enduring framework that enables countries to ratchet down their carbon emissions over time and to set more ambitious targets as technology advances.
China and the U.S. represent the world's two biggest carbon dioxide emitters. They have formally submitted documents marking their commitment. The move puts the climate deal closer to taking effect, potentially by year's end. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasim Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Meantime, Bangladesh has seen an increase in militant attacks, including the assault on a Dhaka cafe, where 20 were killed, most of them foreigners. Turkey has sent more tanks into northern Syrian villages to support Syrian rebel fighters against the Islamic State. At least 20 tanks, 5 armored personnel carriers, trucks, and other vehicles crossed the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched its so-called Euphrates Shield. This is VOA News.